This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, we were expecting to be talking about the first gay marriage ceremony ever in Latin America. It was scheduled today in Buenos Aires, Argentina. But as the happy couple were being fitted for tuxedos yesterday, an Argentine judge issued an order blocking the continent's first gay marriage. The two men, Jose Maria de Bello and Alex Freire, were granted a marriage license by a judge last week, and their planned ceremony today has drawn a strong rebuke from the Catholic Church in Argentina. Here's what Jose had to say about it.
We want the same rights and the same name because our family is equally to the other family.
Joining us now is Candace Piet. It's the South America correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Candace.
Yes, good morning.
What is the reaction there from among the populace? Well, first, let's start with how people were anticipating this. Was there strong support for this couple and the right for gays to marry in Argentina?
Well, I mean, I think in recent years, you know, big cities like Buenos Aires have become very liberal and relaxed places, and people don't really care. I mean, there's lots of other issues, social issues, that seem more important to Argentines. And so people were very much in favor, as long as people are happy and together. And as one person told me in one of the dance hall I went to go and visit the other night, they were saying, well, you know, if it's less of a pressure on the state if people are together and looking after each other.
So what is the reaction today? Are you hearing from Argentinians today now that they've found out that a judge has blocked this marriage?
Well, it's all over the papers this morning. All the papers have it as one of their lead stories. A lot of speculation about why it's happened and who's behind it. One of the newspapers, for example, Clarín, interviewed two lawyers who said they represent Catholic families concerned about this. You remember that the Catholic Church is very powerful here in Argentina, and that it's them who've applied to the judge to get this wedding blocked. And, of course, the Archbishop of Buenos Aires in the past, Cardinal Bergoglio, has said he's against the marriage and that he considers it unconstitutional. So there's a lot of discussion now about this, and it in a sense, there's concern that this we may be seeing quite big protests on the street, particularly from the gay community today.
Well, backseat quarterback this for us. The mayor had originally stepped out of the way and decided not to appeal the decision to let the gay marriage go forward. Do you think that eventually this will go through despite the opposition of the Catholic Church?
The gay communities say they will be appealing, that this is only a delay. It's a question of legal interpretation of constitutional law. They think it will go through.
And what about the other countries? I mean, very quickly, are there other countries in Latin America that may move forward with this issue?
It's certainly something that's been looked at by gay communities all over the region. But there's nobody in particular. There are some same civil unions allowed in Mexico City, for example, in some Mexican and Brazilian states. And Uruguay also has legalized civil unions. So a lot of interest and about this particular case. As a precedent.
Okay, that's Candace Piet. She's a South America correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Buenos Aires about what was supposed to be the very first gay marriage on the continent, what was blocked by a judge's order yesterday afternoon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.